It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Hey, this is Dave from Superhero Speak, and you're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Your peoples are back on the scene, man. And we have a new show. What is this? The Dead Don't Die is what we're doing this week. And it's episode 255. And it's Fans of the Troll time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive but sweet soul herself, Miss Tifflebot. How are you doing this week, Tiff?
I'm feeling really good. It's going to be a great show.
You damn right. And we still don't have no SM, no double OV, no smooth. However, you miss them, you like them. Just go on in our feed and look at that Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. He was on there. He held it down for Fans of Patrol, and they did a show talking about a summer movie wrap-up. It's something that we normally do, but we're not doing this year. We normally do it. We did it every single year because this is normally a slow news week and stuff like that. But he did it, and you can get all your smooth you want. And we're going to try to get him and maybe Big Pan Ken for the next show. We pulling a gun on somebody and hijacking them out of their job. So they got to come get them here with the quickness. So, Tiff, this week, man.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about a little bit of casting for Lord of the Rings, and that's for Amazon. Yes. We also have
Amazon's Lord of the Rings.
Yes. We'll get into it when we get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Jonathan Franks and Picard, you know, we got the Picard that'll be out pretty soon. Can't wait for that. And so we got a little news for that, believe it or not. We have some fun Star Wars news, and I'm going to leave it at that. We'll get into that when we get there because we get to Star Wars all the time on this show. But the Big Daddies this week, man, you know, I posted a leaked trailer, Tifflebot, and it's still on there. So I think the studios gave up because it kept getting taken down and putting back up. So we have a Birds of Prey that we're going to talk about, Margot Robbie. And also we're going to be talking about Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys 3. 20 years later, goodness gracious. But they got a full trailer out, so we're going to talk about that. Back to Middle West, man. And I can't wait to talk about Middle West, man. I can't wait. And our big daddy for the day, Bill Murray, Adam Driver, and a host of bunch of other people in The Dead Don't Die.
Bunch.
And we're going to do our full review discussion of that property. Sing all that sweetness. Are you ready to get it on?
Absolutely.
Let's roll. All right, Tiff, yo, week for news. What do we got?
Yes. So the first piece of news I picked, and this is a very small story, is that they've cast someone, and they kind of said as a notable name for the Lord of the Rings. The problem with this Lord of the Rings thing is they're keeping it really under wraps.
I wonder why. I wonder why they're doing it. I wonder why it's so under the damn wraps,
yeah,
you know?
Is it bad?
You know, it makes me wonder, Tifflebot. Is it the Lord of the Rings, or is it a Lord of the Rings after the Lord of the Rings? You know, is it?
Well, this is like a pre Lord of the Rings.
It's a pre Lord of the Rings.
Between the Hobbit and the.
Oh, really? Lord of the Rings. Ain't that interesting? Because you know, you could just redo the whole damn thing and reimagine with a different director, and you know, it's actually, as long as that shit is, it'd actually be better for television.
Yeah, because it's so fucking. Have you ever read, like, the books are so.
I read them.
Say this. I got all the way through the first, second, and half of the last one, and I got so bored. I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm not doing this."
You got bored, you know?
Yes.
I read them, and you know, Tolkien is very ridiculously descriptive, and because he's so descriptive, everything that I saw in the movies was exactly like I pictured it in my mind. I was like, oh, wow. They had no choice but to make it like that because that's the way it was. And so they're in uncharted territory is what you're telling me here.
Well, you know, he's written so many other things that, you know, I'm wondering, they said it was a prequel, but I wonder if like it's going to be like the Cimmerillion or however you say that, please, like stuff like that.
Please don't do that one. Right?
Yeah. Right. Where it's like boring.
Yes. That's the worst. More boring. That's the worst. Don't do that shit. Leave that alone.
We're going to do one of the other books that he has in his series that like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, maybe they'll do a story about like how the rings were forged or like, I don't know if it's like, maybe it's pre even Hobbit. There's very little information about this. But they did say that Will Poulter, that's who's going to be playing an unnamed character. But they said that he was in Bandersnatch, and I'm looking at this picture of this kid, and I have no idea who he was.
Yes,
in Bandersnatch.
You do. He was the drug, the dude that had the dope. He was the guy that was like, hey, you know, let's do dope.
Oh,
you know, that kid been around in movies and stuff.
He's all clean cut here.
Well, he was clean cut in Bandersnatch. He just was weird, you know. He gave the dude the drugs and jumped off the damn cliff, you know. I mean, off the balcony, you know.
Only in some people's, right? Only if you chose
a certain way. So, spoilers, you bastards.
Spoilers, everybody. No, I think it's like either he was dead or he wasn't really dead. That was the two options. But yeah, so I am kind of I like the movies, Lord of the Rings movies. So even though the books I thought were kind of boring, this is like the one instance where, well, not the only one. I've had other instances where I thought the movies were better than the books.
Yeah, the movies, let's just keep it real. The movies was the dopest. What's your favorite one?
Yeah. I think the Return of the King.
Really? Two Towers is my favorite one, man, with the Helm's Deep and stuff. You know, let them come. You know, I love the wall and all that shit. And, you know, I like how the three, Gimli and, you know, Aragorn and how they became just like best friends and shit in that movie, you know. I just like that one the best.
That is so you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, if I would have had to guess, I would have been like, yep, that one.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That's my one, you know. There's still hope and shit, you know. Return of the King, I think Return of the King, in my opinion, just, you know, it was a mad dash to wrap up so much stuff because they left out so many things that happened in the movie. You know, just to wrap it up. And it felt so rushed to me, you know, like they got the ghost with the quickness. Basically, they should have just threw on some montage movies, music when they went and grabbed the ghost and they came out on the ship and stuff. It was like, okay, you know, you could almost hear that Benny Hill music playing where they were going up and then they were grabbing the people and they were throwing them on the ground and they were throwing, you know, just throw that Benny Hill music on there and you just be like, okay, this shit is ridiculous. I just thought it wrapped up too fast. And then they got the Oscar for Return of the King, but I don't believe they got the Oscar for Return of the King. I think they got the Oscar.
Right, it was a gimme.
Right, it was like, all these movies is dope, and we should have gave you on the first one or two, a second one, but we're gonna wrap it up and give it to you, The Lord of the Rings. It's really for all of them. You know, that's what I think, you know.
Right, I agree.
So they got the Bandersnatch dude in there. He's been in plenty of stuff. He's an odd-looking fella. And so...
Yeah, he is odd-looking.
I'm surprised you didn't recognize him, Tiff.
I didn't. That's really weird. I'm going to have to like re-look at Bandersnatch because I didn't recognize him at all.
You know, he's probably going to be an elf, and I'm going to tell you why, because he's pretty tall. He's not like a short guy.
I thought he was going to be a hobbit because he looks weird in the face, but I guess I can see he's tall being an elf.
He does have that weird in the face look, but he is pretty tall. At least in Bandersnatch, he was taller than all the other actors, if you remember. I was like, wow, this dude looks like he's a tower over everybody, but who knows? So, you know... Love this when it comes out, man. You know, they did casting a little while ago for one other person. And this one is going slow, isn't it? Goodness gracious. It's one thing.
They probably have it all cast, but it's under the radar.
You know, one thing I noticed about Amazon is that they take their time. They don't give a shit about the people like Netflix. Like, they'll like have a series come out. And then the second season to come out like 2-3 years later. You know what I'm saying? Like
you're right. They don't give a shit.
They don't care. They, what's the name of it? Jack Ryan. The first season came out a while ago. They advertising the second season now. And it's like, wait a minute. Jack Ryan been out forever.
You fucking forget about it.
Yes. Like I finished up Hannah on Amazon. And it was great. I'm waiting for the second season, but I was like, oh, it'll probably be a while because they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So I guess that's it for Lord of the Rings. We are fans. We love it. And more Lord of the Rings. What'd you think about the Hobbit series? Did you like any of those?
I like those. Yeah. No, I think they're good.
Yeah. People didn't like them, but, you know, I liked them, especially.
I know they didn't.
Especially when you had your boy doing the voice of the dragon in the first one, man. You know, what is it?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. He's like, that damn voice. You know, if I had that voice, I would have all the ladies if I had that voice. Goodness gracious. Just, I mean, black, white, Chinese, any race, you know. And woo, man, he almost had my drawers tickled by. Goodness gracious. That voice. That damn voice. It's beautiful. Anyway, let's move on. What else we got?
So I just want to put this in there because I know that you and I could talk about Star Trek all the time.
Conveniently, when Smooth was not here, right?
Yes, Smooth's not here, so we can do whatever we want. Jonathan Frakes had said that he was nervous going back to being on Picard because he had taken a break from acting for a long time and was doing directorial. And he's always been a director. Like, he's started doing directorial stuff way back in the original TNG days.
Yeah, he did. He did the coolest, one of the coolest Star Trek movies of the older ones. He did First Contact.
And you can always tell if he directs an episode of Star Trek because, well, Riker gets a nice starring role.
And here comes the ladies with Riker. You know, take off the clothes and those drawers I see, baby, take them off. You like, of course, he's directing. Porn, here we go. You
know? So, he said he was nervous because, you know, Patrick Stewart's a great actor.
Sir.
And he was directing him.
Patrick.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
And so he was nervous, but he said he did okay. But I just thought that was funny that, like, he said he had forgotten how to act.
It happens, man. And I'm going to tell you how I know. So he also said Marina Spirits, that she plays Deanna Troi, probably said her name wrong. She had been, like, doing plays and stuff, you know. And she was, like, you know, hitting her marks. But it happens. I remember watching the DVD extras, Tifflebot, for Star Wars, the Force Awakens. And Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, she ruined like a whole day of filming. I think they had stopped filming and just said action because she was god awful. You know, we got all the past drug abuse. You know, she had all the shaky rusty on her, and she was god awful. If you watch that, you'll feel sorry for her. You know, she was just, it was like, ooh, shit. You know, she's acting with Harrison Ford, and he's like, so-and-so, yeah. And she's like, line. You know, and it just, I think it's just something that happens. If you're not, it's not a bicycle, and that's something that that he said, it's not a bicycle. He said, that's bullshit. You know, you gotta practice your craft, man. You know, so it's all right,
that's
Jonathan.
True, no matter what you do. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're a phenom. You know, some people just got natural talent. You know.
Sure. I was gonna say that I think some people who have natural talent, they never really go out of acting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, if they were the old folks' home, right, they'd be like doing the plays and stuff. And here I am. I am Hamlet. You know, you're like, dude, you want to come back in a movie? You know? So he'll be all right, man. You know, I'm very excited for Picard. I'm nervous though because I just don't know. You know, Picard is in that universe with Discovery now, right? You know, Star Trek Discovery, and Star Trek Discovery was in a separate universe of Star Trek the movies, but now those companies have merged back together, and so they could all be in the same universe, and everything about Discovery looked very familiar, like the Star Trek the movies. So if they're merging all this stuff, the stuff in Discovery was so good that it made TNG look like garbage, right? But now he's in that universe, and he's what, that's 100 years after all of this cool stuff. So what the hell is life gonna be like? You know what I'm saying? It's just like It's like very exciting. How much doper can y'all get for something 100 years into the future? Because watching James T. Kirk from the 60s and then watching, Picard in his universe, you know, it's almost unrecognizable. You know what I'm saying? You're like, wow, this is the same universe, because everything was so smooth and soft in TNG, right? And then back in the day, everything was so hard and rough, and you know, it was 60s. They ain't, you know, the limits of the imagination was limited, you know, to the technology that they could imagine. And now, I just really want to see what the hell are people imagining, because I have a great imagination, but nothing like some writers of Star Trek, because I think they just get high before they start writing. I don't know.
Well, I'm worried, because I think if they've pushed the envelope so far with Discovery, they maybe weren't thinking about how far, much farther they'd have to push it for Picard.
Good point.
Because of how much further in the future that it would be. So I worry that, like, I don't want them to make it too outlandish. It's almost like sometimes, okay, and I like it when they do this, but they don't necessarily have to do this. You know, like when they sometimes have certain shows that go so far in the future that stuff becomes a little bit more retro again?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
So if they did something like that, I would think that would be cool.
But that
also
was...
I could see that, like...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, because Picard is really into archaeology.
Right, right, right.
That, like...
Oh,
you
can be in a cave with him and stuff. I see what you're saying.
Right, right. So like they could be like, oh, you know, we've resurrected this old spaceship.
Yeah, you know,
it's a type two or whatever.
That's an excellent point, because even with Discovery, a lot of the things that was dope and, you know, futuristic was actually retro too. You know, everything had a retro look, but futuristic too. So. That's a great point, man. I'm really interested in this show, Tiflebot. You know, there's so much more than, like, I think the average fan. I'm, you know, what's the look? What's the tone? How is things going to be? Is it going to relate closely with the TNG that we remember? Or is it going to be TNG on steroids? And if it is, it need to be on super steroids, because Discovery made y'all look like shit. Plus, the Star Trek movies made them, like, you know, TNG look like garbage, right. You know? And it was just beautiful... You know, beautiful, more practical, more well thought out stuff. You know, if you look at the Star Trek, the movies, which is very like much like Discovery, you're like, I could see this. You know what I'm saying? Because even though we're in space and we're so futuristic, we still like being who we are as humans and stuff. You know, it's just like when they play the Beastie Boys and stuff in the movies and stuff. And you're like, of course, you know, old tunes don't go out of style, you know. But then every time you saw TNG, if they played music, it was like so strange that you was like, what the hell is this?
I do think that, like, notice that one of the things that they do with Star Trek, with like I know that sounds really weird, but like they do put some like intolerance in there towards certain like alien races.
Yeah, yeah.
In the older ones, because they became more tolerant as the timeline went on.
Yes. Yes.
So like they are like, oh, I don't, you know, I don't trust Vulcans.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. So like I don't trust them. And then they became closer as far as the alliances went.
Yes.
And then stuff like that. So. I think, like, so when you watch, like, Enterprise.
Right.
Which, it's very of its time. I like Enterprise.
Oh, me too. No. Yeah, no, screw them people. I loved Enterprise. I was devastated when it was canceled. I was like, no, I can't see T'Pol. What? You know?
But, like, I feel like they were more like, this is what humans would be like if they were first entering in our whatever. You know, they tried.
Yes, and because times have changed and enlightenment had changed, Enterprise was actually, in my opinion, a better show than TNG. But we just got so attached to the beautiful characters in TNG that we wanted to see their stories go forward. But as far as being more well thought out, Enterprise was actually more well thought out, in my opinion. But, you know, what popularity has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm not worried. It looks great. It looks great, but it has to be a division with Discovery, because Discovery is coming back. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
It can't look exactly the same if it's 100 years apart. You know, it just can't.
Unless something devastating has happened.
But we saw them same fields that he was, you know.
I know,
You know?
Like that, but we know everything that happens between now and then.
No, right.
It's not a secret.
Yes, I love the world. I love the universe. I could talk about it forever. You know, I just it's so robust, and it's exactly how I wish human beings would be. You know, it's just
I think
I really do.
If we were to get to go to the future, if we were to get to go to space, we would need to be more like that. Well, like almost like sometimes when they talk on the show, it's like we don't deserve to go to space because I mean like that kind of space travel. Obviously, we've been to space, but I mean like we don't get to interact with other people because we haven't learned to like be better people.
Oh, we're still effing each other over for every little reason here on this planet. And you know, I'm not even sure. I think if aliens came down here to bring a fight to us, the movie that would most represent humans would probably be They Live. I think we'd just be selling each other out. I don't even think we would I don't think we would unify. I think we would be just effing each other over just to get above.
It's true.
You know, because I just think human beings are the worst. Yeah, dude. All right.
Oh, shit.
Enough of Star Trek.
Oh, enough Star Trek. Now some Star Wars.
Oh, God. Temple Bot.
Such a special news story.
Tell the people.
So this man made a whole bunch of little Lego droids.
A shit ton of them.
Just a bunch of them. Lego droids. So he made some mouse droids, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, that's the ones that be running around the Death Star going bing, little bing, bing, yes. Bing, 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 bing.
Yes. And then some, what was the other ones? What was the other ones called?
Well, you had the power.
R2-D2s.
You had R2-D2s. You had power droids. You had, what else did you have? You had, what else did I see? You had power droids. You had R2-D2. You had a bunch of R2-D2s. You had the mouse droids. I think that might have been it. Because
gunk droids.
Yeah, they call them gunk, but yeah, if you bought the action figures, they were called power droids. A bunch of gadgets and instruments and power and oh my god.
Ugh. 95 Lego Star Wars droids. And so what they did was they made these droids play the Imperial March on
it was a Star Wars theme.
You're right.
Right. And with his own little spin, and it sounded like a bunch of little kids in third grade driving you crazy. First of all, let's keep this shit real here, Tiffobot. It sounded like my daughters and they were playing their recorders. All standing on the line, and you just like, oh God, kill me now. Hey, baby.
But
oh,
it's
God.
So fun. It's so fun, though.
Oh, Tiff, somebody get this guy laid. Please get out of here.
But could you imagine if you were like, that's my droid. Go, droid, go.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at this dude, and the whole time I'm like, first of all, he too privileged. He got way too much money and way too much time on his hands. Holy shit. Who the hell got enough time to build all these droids? And that the droid, the Legos is the easy part. Because he looped all of this garbage together. Violins, all this stuff. Power transformers, remote controls, timing devices. Dude, this dude needs some booty. He needs something, Tiffobot. He got to get a girlfriend.
I bet he gets plenty of booty.
I bet you he don't get plenty of booty. This dude can't even spell booty. He need a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a something. This cat is got problems.
Here's the thing. This guy has a YouTube channel where he does this kind of stuff all the time.
Right.
And so this was a partnership with Lego. So he didn't build all the droids. I'm not trying to defend him by any means because it's still fucked up. But, like, he did program them to play the music.
I'm looking at this like, dude, go somewhere and have some fun. Go do something else.
I'm going to share this right now on our Twitter.
There you go. Just put that on there.
So that you guys can watch it.
Yes! It's kind of sad.
Now that you say that, I can totally see that it's very sad, and it's making me kind of sad. Like, Like, when I watched it the first time, I thought, that's cute. But really, when you think about it, all that time and effort for, like, less than 30 seconds is really, very sad.
And let's keep it real. It sounded like a third grade orchestra. It was like, wah, 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 wah. It was terrible. And then he comes at the end of the video like he's like Mozart with a wild hair and stuff. Hey, guys. Hi, yeah, this was great. I'm like, oh, dude, you need a woman. That's what I'm saying. You need a night out of debauchery and foolishness. Come to Vegas and just and become a man. Goodness gracious. Woo. Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to call me and he's going to send me a message and be like, I challenge you to a fight.
He's going to build a droid that just kicks your ass.
Hey, but he gonna have to build a jury to kick my ass. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry, Tipplebot. I saw this. I said, are you?
No, you fucking ruined it. I thought you were gonna love it. I thought you were gonna really enjoy it. Instead, you just tear it apart, tear it to shreds.
I'm just looking at this dude like, dude, come on. What are you doing? I mean, it was so integral. Y'all have to look at this video. Go to the Twitter. Check it out. Oh, my God. It was so integral. If it was like, you know, like maybe a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old who did this, but this is a grown dude living in his mama's basement.
I'm just really sad because I tried so hard. I was like, this is it. This is the Star Wars news.
It's great Star Wars news.
And it's just trash.
The dude blew me away. I'm just like, wow. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Tifflebot, great story.
Yeah.
I had a ball with it.
I'm glad that you enjoyed. I'm glad that you enjoyed ridiculing that man.
Oh, shit. Poor fella. You know, he probably is a YouTube star and got all kind of billions. He's like, hey, mate, poor fella, you kiss my ass, you know. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's probably very rich.
Yeah, but don't mean you got women, you know, if you ain't buying.
That's true. You can be rich and lonely.
Right. You can buy all the women you want. Everybody know that. But the key, the power is not buying them, my young Padawan. You got
Jesus.
Just having the women come because they want to be there with you because of your coolness. That's the key. And that's something that a bunch of nerds who buy it will never know. Sorry, y'all. Y'all just, Anyway, Tifflebot, I think I'll take over at this point because I added these last two stories. Let's talk about a little... Bird of prey news here because, you know, they put this bird of prey teaser for 30 seconds leaked. You know, they posted the story, it leaked, they took all of them down, and then they posted again, and they took all of them down, and then they posted again. And I said, you know what? I think I might as well just post this because I couldn't imagine the studios normally when that leaks happen. One, they're either responsible for the leak, or they're just like, oh, screw it, we're going to put it out now. So they didn't, like, officially put it out, but they haven't taken ours down, and it's been up, like, for 2 days now. And so I can't imagine them taking it down now, especially the trailer has an It theme to it. And that movie is coming out, like, what, in about a week or so. So why would you take it?
Yeah, that's coming out here pretty soon.
Right, why would you take it down now? It's, you know, so... So we have a trailer, y'all. Birds of Prey, Margot Robbie. Tifflebot, what do you think of this thing? And tell us about it a little bit.
Okay, so it starts with a bunch of red balloons. Mm-hmm. And that goes on for a long time.
A little too long.
It's a very short teaser. It's only 30 seconds. Yeah, so it goes on for a little too long. And then Margot Robbie comes and pops the balloons. She says, I'm so sick of clowns. Which is a great like tease. Like a nice, ha-ha. He's, you know... it's a clown. I want to take over this spot. You know, it's great. But you right, the balloon stuff goes on too long. And then it just goes in flashes of different flashes of the
high
scene to the movie, the characters.
Octane action.
And I think it looks good. It just so short. It's like, it really is a teaser.
It's a super teaser. But the action that they put in my opinion, with all the, you know, kicks and fights and stuff. You really couldn't tell what was happening that much, but it looked good.
Right.
It didn't look bad.
No,
what
it
I'm
looks
saying.
Fun.
Yes. And so, you know, I didn't give a shit about Birds of Prey. But then once I saw this.
Right, you did not.
I'm like, whoa. But because Birds of Prey really had, you know, Margot Robbie and her, you know, she's not Birds of Prey. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, it was, I remember it being Barbara Gordon, you know, as the Oracle, you know, wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I remember Batman's daughter being one of the people on a TV show. And I know they had a comic book, and which didn't have nothing to do with Batman's daughter. That they had a TV show who was actually Batman's daughter and stuff. And the Margot Robbie character was, she was a psychologist who was actually, you know, Harley Quinn, but they didn't know, you know, because it was in the future and stuff. And but then in the comic book, yeah, you had the Huntress, you had Black Canary, you know, you had these superheroes. But Margot Robbie wasn't one of them, if my memory serves. Right. And so this thing is something completely different, you know, because she's the star. They should have just called it a freaking Harley Quinn movie, if you ask me. But
well, why didn't they make a Gotham City Sirens movie?
Thank you. I collected that book for a year. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Loved it. You had Poison Ivy, you had Catwoman, and you had Harley Quinn being roommates.
Yeah.
And I remember the one my favorite book was the one where the Joker was pissed off that she was like done with him, and he was like trying to kill her and stuff, you know, and shooting all kind of missiles at her and stuff. And right, it was a great book, Tiflebot. And
yeah,
you know, I don't know what the hell they're doing with this one, because is there a Catwoman in this? Is this Birds of Prey? You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Me neither. It might be. Yep. And maybe they are doing it more like a Gotham City Sirens more than they are like the old Birds of Prey. But it looks interesting enough, Tiflebot. You know, Margot Robbie.
I'll watch it.
Stole our hearts with the, you know, what was that? Suicide Squad? She was great.
Yeah.
One of the best things about it. Her and Will Smith stole the show. And
I agree.
You know, I don't know. I'll watch this. Again, we go back to D.C., though. What the hell are you guys doing in D.C.?
They had to do reshoots, which really concerns me. I know they called in the John Wick director to make the reshoots, to make it more exciting and punch it up, which is really great. I love that. I'm excited for this movie, but I'm also wary, because I'm like, why did you have to do reshoots? Like, if you had to do reshoots, you probably had some problems. If you had problems, it's probably not that good.
And this won't save any movie, but you know, Rogue One had so many reshoots, and yeah, it turned out dope. I would love to see what they had to begin with Rogue One.
Sure.
You know, to see
right.
What did you find was so bad that you needed to do. So yeah, they amped up the action, because maybe the director just was shitty at action. I don't know, man. After seeing this trailer, I'm in, Tiflebot. I really want to see this now.
Good, because it's barely a trailer, so hopefully you'll like it even more when there's a real trailer.
Well, when are y'all gonna come with a damn trailer? You know, does Warner Brother own it? Is that like a double thing they did with the balloons? I don't know who the hell owns it.
Oh, maybe that is it. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. They have to, because why not? Anyway, I can't wait for that movie. Anyway, man. So, our final news story, man. Let's talk about Bad Boys. Now, we've kind of lightly touched on Bad Boys over the last couple years. We knew it was coming. I'm not a super fan. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm a lightweight fan of Bad Boys. I don't even know. Can't even say I'm a fan. I enjoyed the first movie somewhat. The second movie I thought was pretty ridiculous and stupid. Didn't really like it. And now they're coming out with part 3. What are you thinking about when you're looking at this trailer, Tiflebot?
Well, I've never seen any Bad Boys movie.
Holy balls! What the hell? Goodness gracious! Good night! Shit!
My closest connection to Bad Boys is in the movie Hot Fuzz. One of the characters really likes the movie Bad Boys.
Holy shit.
He talks about it all the time.
Tiflebot, I never seen Bad Boys. It's your generation, too. Oh, goodness.
But I'm not opposed to seeing it. It's just some of those movies that, like, you know, like, just happens to fall through the cracks on you, and then you go so long without seeing it, you kind of forget about it.
Yes.
This trailer, though, is very fun to me. Like, I love buddy cops, so I don't know why I've never seen it.
Yes,
buddy cop movie.
You would probably like both of the movies because you love buddy cops. It's the essence of what buddy cop is. I mean, really.
And I really like, yeah, and like I, you know, not that he's been a little lackluster unless we talk about Suicide Squad, but I used to really love Will Smith, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. And I know Liza really loves Will Smith.
Liza Raphael.
Yeah. So I think he's like funny and charming in this movie. He's kind of like up to his old Will Smith stuff. And then Martin Lawrence, I like that they're kind of playing on the fact that they're older.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not as in shape anymore.
Well, yeah, that's what got me is that they're absolutely right. Talking about retirement, you know, those cats are a little bit older than me. And so they would be talking about retirement. It's been that long in literal years that, you know, the last movies they were, I was around the same age as those cats. And not that I'm retirement age now, but they are older than me. And so it's like, yeah, I guess they would. It's been that damn long, which is kind of like, damn, that's sad, y'all. Y'all waited this long to try to do something like this? So the first Bad Boys was, you know, I think I was in high school or just going to college. And it's like, okay. You know, movies like The Rock. Jerry Bruckheimer was kicking Hollywood's ass with all his, you know, all his movies was like a big, long trailer. No scene lasts more than 8 seconds. You know what I'm saying? It was like 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds, 8 seconds. You know, just different, you know, things. Armageddon, all this shit that he did. And Bad Boys was cool, man, because it was like one of the first times that you could see African Americans in positive roles. You know, it's a effing shame that we still, you know, all the way to the 90s, you never seen like African Americans being cool ass, you know, I want to be him as a cop. And so that happened. Sure. And it was good. It was really good, you know, especially for what it was. It's just a mindless action movie. And it was actually Will Smith's graduation from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to, damn, this dude lifted a little weights. He got a little chest mask on him. He's a sex symbol. How the hell does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the clown of rap, turn into a sex symbol and a movie star? But it happened in front of our eyes. And, you know, I became a Will Smith fan behind this. But I really was never, like, that big on a movie. Bad Boys 2 came. It was just like, you know, it had happened some years after the first Bad Boy. Will Smith had been in several movies where he was way better than he was as a character in this movie. And then he came in and the movie went in. You know, that's one thing about Jerry Bruckheimer movies is that they don't know when to stop. You know,
that's true.
They just fucking keep going. You know, if you watch Con Air, you know, they land on a Vegas Strip. You would think it would be over, right? But then they get into the, you know, they steal a fire truck and they start driving down the street and then they land into a construction zone and you're just like, end. Hey, dude, end. Cut it off. You just don't know when to quit. And that's how Bad Boys was. He thought it was over. Next thing you know, they got all these badass looking dudes. We're going to go to Cuba. And they went to Cuba and these explosions and an SUV, an H2. And it's just like, fuck, dude, stop. You don't know when to stop. You know. And so here we are with Bad Boys 3. It looks very Jerry Bruckheimer-ish. I'm sure he's involved. And hopefully it'll know when to quit. The trailer looks very funny to me. I mean, it looks very good.
Yeah, just for
good.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll probably end up doing this movie, man. But you should. Yeah. You would really like the first one, too. You might not even like both of them. I might be kind of hard on it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I should check it out.
Uh-huh. So, seeing the trailer made me excited. I wasn't excited. So, you know, we'll check it out. Whew. Man, what a hell. I know. Woo, Tiff, I know you did your show notes and I normally do the shout out, but could you do it, man? I'm tired.
Yeah. All right. I got this. For everything Fans and Patrol, go to fansandpatrol.com. That's our main hub, it's where you'll find our shows, show art, things that Ken has written. It's a great place for you to check out us and everything that we do. So, fansonpatrol.com. If you want to email us, you can get to us at fans@fansandpatrol.com. That's a direct link. You can say questions, comments, concerns. If you want to get to us on social media, we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fans and Patrol. And then, as always, you can listen to us on Satchel, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Podcoin, Podknife, Spotify, all the places that good podcasts are. We're likely there, and we're expanding our reach. So if there's a place you'd like us to be on and we're not on there yet, let us know.
You damn right.
Otherwise, give us a question. Give us a comment or a like on one of those platforms. That really helps us out, and we appreciate it.
Indeed, Tipplebot. You know what? We need to take a break. So we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the comic, and that will be Middle West Man, number 10. We'll be right back. All right, man. Middle West, number 10. We are rolling in the shit that we like to do. So, Tifflebot, take us away, man.
Yes. Okay, so as always, the story is by Scotty Young, art by Jorge Corona, and colors by Jean-Francois Ballou. So, we pick up where we left off. Abel is going into the eternal, like, winter land. And then he meets his grandfather. And what we find out is that, you know, Abel's grandfather kind of abused his dad and was like a very angry person. And he hadn't really seen Abel until like, Abel's grandma passed away. And then, you know, his dad got really mad and was like, leave my son alone, basically. I want you to know him. I don't want you to see him. Well, then, you know, the weird part about this is that he seems like a really nice person, the grandpa. But then all of a sudden, he finds out that Abel also has the tattoo, the anger that's inside of him, and so does the grandpa. And the grandpa wants him to, like, instead of running from it, he wants him to embrace it and be angry. So Abel fights against that, and the last thing we see is Abel kind of saying, like, well, grandpa saying, you're a disappointment to me because you won't embrace this about yourself. But Abel's fighting. He's not giving in to the anger. That's it. Sorry.
Yeah, man. I like this book, Tifflebot. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we went kind of up, down, around the bend, but we were loving the journey. But now this gets us back on track where we started off at. And that's the heart of knowing who the heck Abel is and what's going on. And I, you know, this book is a trip because, you know, the grandpa seemed cool as shit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm a total asshole. And I thought the granddad was trying to push him to show him that he can lose his mind, but get himself back together. But that wasn't the case. He was just an asshole. But Abel kept his cool. Demonstrating to himself, and I don't think he realizes this yet, that he can keep his cool. But with the anger, fury, and being an asshole comes that power. You know, and the granddaddy was just telling him that, you know, you didn't just brace this stuff and be an asshole with us. And, you know, you got power. And, you know, it was a big moment for Abel. And I love the beans. I love them catching up, him finding out about himself, about his grandma, you know. And we've been seeing that locket from the beginning of this book, you know, just like in little places. But now we know what that locket is about. And
well, I wonder if I have a couple things I'm wondering about. Uh-huh. One is I wonder if in the next book he's going to be like, the grandpa's going to be like, see, you can overcome it. You can beat it. And this is by defying it.
Possible.
Right. Or if we find out that, like, the women of their lives are what, like, help that, like, what keep them.
I'm right there with you. I thought that too.
Right. That's why he has that locket to keep him calm. And his grandma who passed away and the wife who left. And that's when they both became, like, outrageously angry.
Yes. Yes. So. Yes, I'm thinking that too.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the catalyst. The ladies. I think it's going to be the catalyst.
Right.
But this story is so interesting. And God damn it. I'm sorry. We keep reading different books. I love the Logan story, the Fantastic Four, which we need to get. Oh, I think we we're done with the band Fantastic
Four. We finished that one because it was not good anymore.
No. It was good, but the story,
right?
We hit the arc over,
and then the next arc wasn't good anymore.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, it wasn't not good, but we just finished the arc. Instead of just powering through a book, we're going to the arcs, and we're done. And so we did that. We did Avengers. We did, you know, a bunch of books. This book just keeps giving. We're at, what, book number 10? And it's just like,
this is 10.
It's yep. So good. It's so damn good. And the story has not become stale. And I cannot recommend this book enough. Definitely Fans of Patrol book of the year. Number one right now. Nobody's yeah. else even close, you know. And yeah. So this team
I would agree.
Is doing their thing with this book. And introducing a granddad who we didn't see coming at all. You know, added a whole yeah. different dimension to this whole story. So get this book, check it out, you know, read it. It's good, man. It's so good. So
yeah. Highly recommend it. I fucking love it.
Yeah. I can't do any wrong at this point, because even when you think it's going to be wrong, you're like, you know what? It reminds me of Batman White Knight. He just was waiting for the shoe to drop. It never dropped.
Right.
It never dropped.
Right. Exactly.
So that's where we at. So what we're going to do, man, that's going to do it. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our main topic. Our main topic is The Dead Don't Die. Holy moly. Am I going to get that song to play on this damn podcast? Probably so. We'll be Jesus. Right back. No. Okay, man, we are back. The Dead Don't Die. What are we at? 2019 rated R. 1 hour 44 minutes. Comedy, fantasy, horror. Perfectly sums it up. Let's talk about this thing, man. Stars.
Wait, one word.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we got, yeah. So, Tiffo Bob. If you can sum it up all in one. Word. What you got?
Boring. What's your one word?
Okay, I'll be real about this, okay?
You have to be real about it.
My one word is shit. And that's the best word I could come up with. Oh, boy. Just shit.
Oh, no.
Okay. So this movie came out early at the beginning of the summer, you know, and it looked very interesting. Trailers came out. We were like, oh, shoot, Bill Murray and Kylo Ren, Adam Driver, who actually makes some really clever choices in the movies he does. I have much respect for this ex-Marine turned actor that was a Marine. And, you know, he's not Kylo Ren. He's a really smooth dude. And I'm like, okay, oh, interesting. Okay, this might be, you know, it looks like a Shaun of the Dead type of thing, you know? And,
right.
You know, it came to the theaters and it was gone. And we knew it was independent when it came out. So it came up around and we were like, hey, you know, it's out now. Let's, you know, it's still in the season. Let's check it out, man. So we decided to do it. So Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tom Waits, I don't even know her name. Chloe.
Sevigny.
Yes.
Chloe Sevigny.
Steve Buscemi was in this movie, man.
Yep.
Danny Glover, too. Hey, man, Danny Glover was in this movie.
Yep.
What's this? Caleb Landry Jones, RZA, who I don't remember even seeing. Rosie Perez was in this movie. Look at these names. See, this is how you know you're starting to get in trouble. Tilda Swinton. When you start seeing all these stars, you're like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. These people are having fun. Iggy Pop. He played the male coffee zombie. I didn't even realize that was him. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Selena Gomez was in this movie, man.
For no fucking reason. Okay. Like, we need to talk about this movie so bad.
Okay, y'all. Y'all know me. I love the movies.
Yeah.
I give, you know, sometimes I think I have an uncanny ability to just appreciate a movie for what it is supposed to be. Even though people don't like it. And I'll be like, I like it. People are like, he likes everything. I'm like, fuck y'all. You know right? But I was like, you know, I can see a lot of reasons why you could like this movie. So this thing starts, man. Holy moly. And there's that song. Not Tiffelbot.
Yes.
They talk about the song throughout the whole movie. Like the whole purpose of this movie was to sell records. What the hell is going on with this song, Tiffelbot?
Is the song real or was it made for the movie?
It was made for the movie. Remember he said he was...
Are you sure?
He said it's a theme song, right?
Right, but Sturgill Simpson is like a real person.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't made for the movie.
So it says after... I don't understand a song called The Dead... It must be for the movie, but I'm so confused.
They play it?
They play it and they talk... Okay. So one of the things they do in this movie, they talk about it and they say it's a theme song because they break the fourth wall in this movie, but it's weird because like...
Should have never happened.
It should have never happened because it doesn't really... So there are some movies where they break the fourth wall, like Spaceballs, for instance, where they break the fourth wall and it's really funny because it's a like...
Deadpool.
It fits. Deadpool.
Yes. This shit out of nowhere. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you guys doing that? Oh, is this that type of movie? But it don't happen, but maybe three times in the whole movie, and you're like...
And they don't look at the camera or anything like that, and it's not... The things they say aren't really that funny. I guess it was not funny.
It was not.
Yeah, I just don't get it. So, one of the things that they... So they talk in this movie to the point where I wondered if... What was so grand? I thought, okay, maybe this movie is groundbreaking because they don't have a script at all.
Is that what happened? They did the Jerry Bruckheimer?
No, they have a script. They have a script.
Oh, geez Louise. Then that's
so
a problem.
So I was very confused.
Oh, yeah. He mentions that he read the script.
Right.
So the movie starts, man. And I'm going to be honest with you. The first, 15 minutes was very slow, but I was into it. Because I was like, oh, this is doing nicely.
Bad. You know, it's the build up to a horror movie.
Yes, they're driving through the city. They're talking about this, what do you call it? This the Earth is off its axis. It's causing all kind of problems. You know, it should have been dark, but it hasn't. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's a pretty good setup, man. You know, they actually explain it why people are going to rise from the dead.
I agree. That part is great because so one of the things that you do in a movie when you want to make a good movie is you show, don't tell. So you're basically saying, which is great because they don't say, hey, the dead came back to life because the earth is off its axis. But they say, hey, it's staying light a lot longer. It's like 8:50. It should be dark by now. So you start to realize, oh, something's weird. So that you realize this is a zombie movie, so you know there's zombies, but you kind of infer that the reason that they're there is because the earth is off its axis. However, the whole fucking movie gets ruined because they just, I don't even fucking know how to talk about this movie.
Yeah, it's really weird, right? Because they go see the guy, and the guy's like, fuck you, Cliff. Fuck you, Cliff, right? You know, the hermit, Bob. And he shoots at them, and they walk away. And it's like, okay, I was like, okay, this is going to be funny. This is going to be good. Then they want to go get donuts, right? And that's
right. When he leans around, the only part of this movie I thought was genuinely funny is when he leans around the tree and says, fuck you, Bob.
Really?
You
know what I thought was funny? When Steve Buscemi had the magma hat, he was in there talking about Make America White Again with the hat. He was sitting there talking to Danny Glover. He's just looking at him like, oh, God.
Oh, and he was like, this coffee is too black for me.
Yeah, that shit was funny to me.
And then he's like, oh, no, not because it's black.
with a Make America White Again hat on his head.
Make America White Again. Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. I thought that was genuinely funny.
I did too. I thought it was funny. That was part was funny to me in the way that I was like, but not laugh out loud funny.
No. It was like chuckle, you know.
Right. Like, oh, that's clever.
Exactly. You know, and so, you know, it was like 18 minutes in, Tiffelbot, before we saw our first zombie. Damn.
I noticed that too. I was like, it took so fucking long for there to be any, like, it. Okay, so there's two ways you can go about a movie like this. And one of them is to have a movie where, like, there's a slow build and then some very climactic stuff happens very quickly and then it's over.
Yes.
Because, like, the story is really in the buildup.
Yes.
Now, the problem with this movie is that the story isn't in the buildup and the story isn't in the zombies. There is, it just, it's almost like they just decided to film something and they had no, they were just like, okay, we'll make a zombie movie.
You know, so the zombies show up and they go to the diner and they kill two likable characters, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like the one lady used to be from the one lady used to be on that one show with the vampires on Showtime, you know, I forgot the name of the movie, but they get killed violently. And
True Blood.
True Blood, right. She was on True Blood. And they get killed violently, and then the cops come the next day, and they don't even want to walk in there. And I'm thinking this is a great bit. You know, I'm like, okay, they're doing this, and they keep coming in and saying the same thing. You got Danny Glover in there.
Right. I do enjoy that bit where they're like, was it animals or like a bunch of animals or whatever they say.
Exactly. And the lady comes in, and she says the same thing, and then they put her on crowd control for the three people that's there. Now, that shit was kind of funny. So I'm like, okay, now we rolling. Next thing you know, we got these people coming in from out of town, and they're talking about they from Cleveland, and, you know.
For what reason? For what reason were these characters introduced?
Absolutely no reason, Tifflebot.
They get killed later, but with no bearing on the story.
And serve just no to have, purpose. Like,
additionally, the kids that are in the halfway house or detention center or whatever.
That was a juvenile detention center. Who cares? Whatever happened to them?
Yeah. Well, what was that about? It shows them escaping and then they live, but it doesn't even show them living. It shows them going to hide somewhere. Like, those two parts could have been cut out and saved this movie like 30 minutes.
Okay. Something that's funny. Adam Driver driving up in a little smart car. That was funny.
Yeah, because he's very tall.
And then the lady pulling up right after him in a little Prius. And, you know, so that was, it had like silly little stuff like that. But
right, there was parts of it that I thought were funny or like charming that I was like, okay, it just doesn't have enough of the stuff. It's like they had a few ideas that were good and then they just padded it out with other.
What happened with the sparklies? You remember the one scene they were like, and then all of a sudden the person
I think she was supposed to like her, but that doesn't pay. There's no payoff to that.
It's like, what the fuck? Okay, and so then you introduce Tilda Swinton, and she's like some samurai, like, mortician. And, you know, she's performing all these acts, and you're like, okay, she's going to be this badass. And then she ends up being a badass. She's cutting up, and she's from Scotland. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if we sound like we're all over the place, we're not. It's the movie.
No, you have to watch this fucking movie.
And I'm sitting there like, okay, so she's dope. And then she says, I'll stay here at the precinct. And I was like, oh, well, why wouldn't you leave a scared-ass little deputy there? So
right. You
can, you know, whatever. So they bust through the glass, and she kills all those people and start driving down the street. And then you see the juvenile delinquents, they bust out, and they run past her because it's a cheerleader. What was the point? It made no point at all, right? It didn't mean anything.
Yeah. None of this movie means anything.
None of this movie means anything. And just like the Adam Driver character, they do the Star Wars pun. And I'm like, are y'all doing that now?
Because yeah, exactly.
If you were going to do that, why wouldn't you do to me, I'm the director, right?
Right.
I'm going to say, okay, they did a Star Wars pun. Now I'm going to do a Ghostbusters pun with Bill Murray. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I'm going to
go for it.
Yes, I'm going to hit puns all around the table on anybody who's famous. I'm going to do a Lethal Weapon pun with Danny Glover, because then that would have completed the circle and actually made a joke. And there was no...
Made a fucking joke.
Yes. No damn joke with these characters. It's just like, okay, you say this stuff and it's not... It's like, I got a joke. It was a guy. It was a white man and Chinese man, black man. And okay, let's move on. And you're like, what? Right. What?
There's no payoff. Right. It's just bizarre. It's like a movie of inside jokes. It's almost like a movie where, like, this person had a bunch of famous friends that they wanted to get paid.
Yes, and some studio was stupid enough to say, oh, we put all these people, we don't give a damn what you do. We'll pay you. Exactly. And so Then I'm gonna tell you, man. Oh my God, what the hell was up with the alien symbol bot? What was up?
That hit me so mad. It was so stupid.
I thought that the zombies was gonna go up the spaceship too. She comes down and I thought, okay.
It turns out that the Earth is off to access not because of the fracking, but because there's an alien ship coming down, and the aliens want the zombies for some reason. They're gonna take all the zombies, and that's how everything's gonna go back to normal.
No. They just come and get their person and they leave. She goes away. Tilda Swinton's gone with her samurai sword, and it's like, who cares? And I was done when the spaceship came down. I said, what the fuck? What the FHA? What the hell? Spaceship come down, she gone. And then the one guy kept saying, Cliff, this is going to end up, it's going to end badly. What does that mean? So they're in a car, which they could have stayed. The people started walking away.
Why didn't they push the car while she was getting sucked up by the...
Why didn't it just let the creatures go walking away? Because once they got out, they weren't in any danger no more, you know?
Right.
But then they said, okay, now they're going to become badasses. And they start, you know, chopping heads and shooting and chopping heads. And they let themselves get surrounded easily, you know, when they didn't have to. It's like, okay, shoot a couple. Now let's run up the hill here and let them come after us. But they wasn't even coming after them. But then next thing you know, they chonk on them and they eat them. And the movie's over. Tefobot.
Now, okay, so there is a part in this movie where, like, the Tom Waits character, the guy in the woods, was like, I guess these zombies are... Well, we've all been zombies this whole time, just wanting to consume more stuff. Give me more stuff. And I'm like, is this whole movie to try to make a point about how we're all zombies? Because that's already been done much better in Shaun of the Dead.
You didn't make it. You didn't make the point, dude. I mean,
no,
right.
You didn't.
The piece of shit dude in the forest is the only guy that makes it. Cliff, you know, Cliff didn't make it. Neither did Danny Glover's character didn't make it. The cool little elf dude didn't make it. You know, I mean, the hobbit dude.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. He didn't make it. Nobody made it, right? Tilda Swinton went back to her mothership. And it was like, what the hell was the point? This movie was god awful. If you effers out there terrible. Think that I love every movie, this movie was terrible. I felt so bad that I like pushed this on Tifflebot. What's like, guys?
The thing about this movie too is that, like, there have been movies on this show that we've done before where I've said this is a terrible movie, but at least I had enjoyed myself somewhat because I was like, oh, I don't like this movie, but like I didn't mind that it was 2 hours long or whatever. This movie is so fucking terrible. The whole, like, after you realize how bad it's gonna be, like about halfway through the movie, you're like, this is gonna suck watching the rest of it.
I kept stopping to look at the time, and I was like, damn.
Yes, that's a bad sign. When you are like, how is this still on? And it's only an hour and 44 minutes. You know it's bad.
Yes, it was bad. And like the little deputy girl jumping out of the back seat when she saw Grandmama. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
It made no sense. Y'all just did that shit, and now what? Now she one of the zombies in all but 10 minutes. I was, oh, God. Do not see this movie, y'all. It's terrible. Damn, it's terrible. Damn, Tefobot. I'm sorry, Tefobot. You know, this was more
that's all right.
on me. This was terrible.
This gives me a chance to, like, I get a gimme. You know what I mean? Like, next time I pick a shitty one.
You got a huge gimme. This is worth two. Goodness gracious. This was the worst movie of the year so far for Fans of Patrol.
And this is definitely, and you guys know that I hate things. This is definitely the worst.
Listen, when we do our end of the year wrap up, I guarantee you this be worst movie of the year. Goodness
gracious. Yep, let's be both of our number one worst.
Dude. Holy star, Bill Murray, you can do, dude. Adam Driver, you've been doing some good choices, but I guess you don't give a shit. You like, listen, I'll try anything, like crack, heroin, flour. I'll sniff anything.
Terrible.
Yeah, God, so bad. Ugh, woof, shake it off. All right, so I guess that's gonna do it, Tifflebot.
Yep, we did it.
We came to do the damn thing, and we got it done. And I knew this movie was going to be a problem. After I watched it, I said, shit, that's my ass. That is my ass. I picked a total loser. Anyway, Next week, man, I don't know. It might be. Is it? Would it be time for it? You know, chapter Maybe. 2. Maybe we'll have to see, y'all. We not gonna play you. We definitely wanna. We're gonna get back to some mainstream movies. But I hope y'all been enjoying our little respite and like you know checking out some different stuff. You know, Mother and whatnot. Anyway, man, I'm the host of the Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my lovely, sensitive, and sexy co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Oh, yeah, and we apologize.
please do not watch this movie unless you already have much case. God, I'm sorry.
And if you watch this movie just to hear what we got to say, then you'll know for sure. Them some bitches knew what they was talking about. Goodness gracious. And if anybody likes this movie, please get with us and let me know why you like this movie.
Yeah,
I want to
why.
Know why.
Tell us why.
Indeed. So until then, man, is that it? We got did everything? I don't know what we're going to do. Hopefully we can come back with a good movie, something like I think it is going to be or something. So until then, man,
yeah.
We will be on patrol.